Monday morning, Enda Brady, happy anniversary.
Oh, thanks, fellas. Thanks very much. 16 years married to Gisella. We're just here in Sardinia, just chilling out and enjoying some fine Italian food, I have to say.
Did you get around, don't you? Now, the Prime Minister, there's a bit of a reshuffle on the cards. Is Boris gone?
A lot of speculation that Theresa May might just biff Boris Johnson, that he might get the sack as Foreign Secretary. I can't see it happening. I don't think she has the strength as a leader to do it. And making an enemy of him would result in even more problems for her. But a lot of speculation in the papers that a reshuffle is imminent and that some people will be leaving the cabinet and others will be joining. And the feeling is that, you know, Boris has caused the Prime Minister some problems over the last few weeks with his interventions and his big article that he wrote for The Telegraph on Brexit. Has Theresa May got the steel to sack Boris? I very much doubt it. But it's all to play for at the moment. It's fascinating in British politics.
What about the bank boss in the news, Enda?
Yeah, so this guy, Sir Howard Davies, he runs the Royal Bank of Scotland, RBS. And he's given an interview on Sky News today, and he has predicted that there will be jobs leaving London, basically, as a result of Brexit. And he said the negotiations are taking far too long. And he feels that if something isn't tied up, a kind of transitionary agreement in the next 6 months, he feels that numerous financial jobs will be moving out of London because, of course, the market loves stability. Finances and the big companies behind them, they like knowing what they're going to be doing 12 months, 24 months from here. And at the moment, it's all up in the air. So the boss of RBS just predicting that if Brexit doesn't start happening soon, big companies will be shipping out to Paris, Amsterdam and Frankfurt and not staying in London.
And now England have made the World Cup.
Yes, they've reached the finals in Russia next year. Harry Kane with yet another goal for his country. He's on fire at the moment. Tottenham striker, absolutely brilliant at the moment. England against Lithuania, Harry Kane got the goal. England topped the group and they will head off to Russia next year. Heartbreak for Scotland. They miss out. And later on tonight, it's Wales-Ireland. The winner goes into a playoff. So fascinating times in the course. Socceroos playing Syria this week.
Good on you, mate. You have a wonderful anniversary, what's left of it, and we'll do it again tomorrow.
Thanks, fellas. Have a great day, guys.